Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
5 o'clock tomorrow evening, you'll be asked to sit in front of your television set if you have access to Mnet and Mzansi Magic. Otherwise, live stream MissSA.co.za for the 2021 Miss South Africa final contest, co-hosted by the debonair Nico Pinaggio and the most beautiful Anele Mdoda, who joins me now in studio. Hello, Anele.
Debonair, Nick Gates. Look at you.
And the beautiful.
Hello there, Africa. Tell me how you're doing.
Hello, Motherland. Tell me how you're doing. Is it going to be a lot of fun tomorrow?
It is going to be spectacular. I've been at rehearsals all week. And what I loved is we were rehearsing even when the stage wasn't up, right? And then the stage went up on Wednesday, and those girls have been on that stage 12 hours a day, making sure that everything is perfect. There's a lot of integration in the show this year. That's what I picked up. Because usually it's like musician, then it's the ladies competing, then musician, then now it's musician with the ladies. Think Victoria's Secret, that fashion show where, you know, the Rihanna's on stage, but Gigi Hadid is right next to her, strutting her stuff. That's what they're looking at this year. The dancers are with the ladies as well. At points you're like, wait, who's the dancer? Who's the contestant? Like, and there's like, it's amazing. It's just going to be spectacular. I really, really think that the country's going to be proud of this one.
I'm glad you hear that, because for me, ultimately, this has to be fun for the girls. And if they are having fun, and if you and Nico are having fun, viewing, are going to be having fun as well.
So there's a lot of prejudging that happens, right? Because obviously the selection panel has to be able to get to know them just before them walking down a ramp, because ultimately she's an ambassador, so she has to sit at very important tables across the globe. So this is what you're trying to assess. Can she hold a conversation? You know, you don't want her to know like the GDP for Kenya. I don't think that matters. You can take your Google and look that up. But ultimately, is she worldly, and does she live a dual existence? Does she have empathy, you know? Because some people grow up really protected and they don't understand like the struggles of other people. So that's what happens with the prejudging. And I was fortunate enough to be sitting with the ladies just, you know, backstage whilst they, you know, one goes in and I'm sitting with them and we're playing Heads Up, we're playing 30 seconds, and I you know, and they didn't know that I was like eyeing them out, but I was eyeing them out, because you know, you can go put your fake foot forward in front of the selection panel, but then behind the scenes, you know, you're actually quite ratty and bratty. But I enjoyed the fact that they actually like each other, which is something that started last year a lot as well with Shudu's group. But this year as well, you know, there's just some gems, and I'm so proud of them. And they're having fun. They're having a lot of fun.
You've been on the judging panel before. In fact, you, amongst others, have judged successfully Zozibini as a Miss South Africa, who then went on to win Miss Universe. Do you miss that?
No, not actually. I mean, I've been judging since 2013.
Oh, heavens.
And I only took a year off. Yeah, I think the only year I missed was when Demi won. Yeah. But I was consulting with them, so I wasn't judging, but I was still part of the organization. But I mean, Rolene Miss World, I was there for that. I was there for Zozie. I was there for Tamron. I was there. No, I'm basically there all the time. So I asked for a break. I was like, Steph, I can't judge anymore. Just give me something else to do, you know? And she was like, actually, we do need a host, you know? And I was like, well, I host.
Exactly.
I host, exactly. You know, so I'm actually excited to be on the other side this year.
This question comes up every year, and I'll ask it again.
Of course.
And I'm sure I'll ask you the same question next year. Why is it still important for South Africa to have this pageant?
Well, it gives us a seat at the table across the globe in yet another, you know, discipline. You know, you've got rugby, you've got cricket, you've got the lyrics, you've got swimming, and we still have seats at those tables, and this one also does. And also, there's 120 countries that compete in Miss World, in Miss Universe, as well as Miss Supernatural. And what I love is, in the last 5 years, we've had 3 former Miss SAs release a book. You know, Shudu's book is like, the sales have reached 50,000 in the country at the moment. And her book is on bullying, because that was her experience. You know, the platform South Africa gave her, you know, the legs for her to write a book like that, and ultimately to reach as many homes as possible around bullying. And if she hadn't been Miss South Africa, I don't think that would have happened. So I think the platform is important because it gives girls a springboard. I it's a talent show. You come in, you show us your talent, and then you use the platform to do what you want to do with it. Do you want to be a Peggy Sue Kumalo and you know, and end up being head of investments at Standard Bank, because that's what she did, you know, and she was in South Africa in 1998, I believe. So I just think it's because we concentrate on the current batch, and you forget to see what, you know, the people who have won it and used it. I mean, Basitsana, she was Miss South Africa. You know, she just didn't get that platform out of anywhere. I think this platform is very important. And I think they get flagged because we're supposed to be mean to beautiful people, right? Yeah, because you fell off the beautiful tree and hit every branch on the way down. Now you're like, okay, your life must be tough because you're pretty. No, we mustn't do that.
Your team is trying to get hold of you.
Oh, so there you go.
I do have one last question to ask. She does have a show coming up, by the way, in 6 minutes at 947. So that's why she's been contacted. However, what has been phenomenal to witness is with Zozibini and certainly we should do that. We're almost redefining what natural beauty is and celebrating it and putting it under the spotlight and saying, look, you are beautiful, which I imagine gives a lot of confidence to many girls.
To the entire, you know, because as soon as they win, I basically take them and I'm their older sister. So, you know, every Sunday, let's meet for lunch. Let's do this. How's your head? Because it can get a bit lonely. Let's not be, there's downsides to being a South African. One of them is the, you know, you're in this bubble by yourself because no one else at that moment is Miss South Africa, right? You're the only person. And I watch the people who come up to them to say thank you. You know, the vendors, guys, they've been going through the lot. You know, they've been the butt of jokes. And when Shudu is vendor and she wins Miss South Africa, it means a lot. It might not hit you, but it hits somebody else totally differently. And I think Tando Hopper was a judge with me during Zozi's year, and she was the one, because we always used to look to see, what's India doing? What's Miss Venezuela doing? What's that? And then she was like, guys, stop it. Let's give them our version of beauty. And I think, you know, from here onwards, that pageant just said, okay, now we hear it.
Well done to you. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's tomorrow. The live feed is at 5 p.m. You can, of course, log on to misssa.co.za from 4 o'clock for an exclusive pre-show hosted by Catriona Gray. And then the beautiful Anilem Dorda and the debonair Nico Panaggio will then be hosting the live show at 7 o'clock. It will also be live on Mnet as well as Mzansi Magic at 5 o'clock.